White people go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the it's truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. We ready. 101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got to keep it right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We got to keep it right here at home. Milwaukee led screening clinic for NPS students are today. The Milwaukee Health Department is holding a large lead screening clinic for NPS students today. We have a news article talking about this, discussing this. If y'all have a child and they going to NPS, and the school is an older building, get them tested. Get them tested. Now, it's the time. If you never understood how important it is to do it, right now, while the energy is and the focus is on the lead poisoning, please participate and get your child screened. I've been trying to do this for years, trying to get people to all at once address the lead crisis that's going on on the north side of Milwaukee. It's going on. It's all over the place, but there's a crisis going on. And when I said it was a crisis, people called in and was like, man, it ain't no crisis. Now they saying it's a crisis. You got to wait till the news say it's a crisis. But when I'm an advocate and I'm dealing with these families and I'm telling folks it's a crisis and they was trying to look the other way. Oh, but now that the news, now it's on the news, the mainstream news. I'm the mainstream news now. I've been saying this. But we got video. We got video of what's really happening in. And they mentioned my high school, North Division. I was a part of a protest at North Division where the kids walked out because they wanted clean water. We got video if you're watching it live on YouTube. Let's listen.
Lead screenings are underway. It's an effort to get as many Milwaukee Public School students checked for lead as possible.
Our Roberto Preciado live tonight outside one of those clinics. And what exactly can parents expect, Abriel?
Mary, doors may be closed right now at North Division High School, but tomorrow at around this same time, you can expect to see hundreds of people coming in and out to get their lead testing screenings, which will be taking place tomorrow.
Tables are set inside the North Division High School cafeteria, ready to receive Milwaukee Public School students on Wednesday.
The earlier you can show up tomorrow, the better.
Milwaukee Deputy Commissioner of Environmental Health Tyler Weber says the clinic will have the capacity to provide screenings for 300 students.
It's children's staff, it is MPS staff helping, it is largely MHD staff as well. Easily 20, 30 staff.
This comes as MPS tackles the ongoing lead crisis at their schools. Most recently, Westside Academy has been added to the list of schools closed. And later this month, Brown Street Academy will be added to that list for crews to get the lead out.
With the contractors that they're bringing on board, it's becoming more systematic. And we think they're going to be able to scale up and do more work more quickly.
Weber says they are currently working with the state health department after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention denied their request for help.
It would have been significantly helpful to have a handful of team from the CDC, a handful of people in that team advising us. And so we can still work with the state, but we're having to make a lot of decisions on our own.
During the walkthrough, we were also able to get a look at several of the lead kits that will be used. The Milwaukee Health Department says it will all be a process, starting with registration, testing, and receiving education.
The most important piece, besides remediating the lead hazards as best we can, as quickly as we can, is getting everyone tested.
I agree, and this is the time. This is the time, you know, to pick up your phone, call, and see when can you get your kid in a lead testing facility. And we need to do it all at once. It's time to remedy this situation. We got more children lead poison here than in Flint, Michigan.
Damn.
Understand what I'm, and it's been going on. Let's not let it come and go again. This is like the fourth time that this situation then came up and went. Let's really deal with it. Let's really tackle the situation. Let's, everybody that got a kid in Milwaukee Public Schools, let's stop waiting for them because they only got room for 300. Testing, okay? Y'all need to start picking up the phone and calling the doctor, calling these people, calling the school. How can you get your child tested? Stop waiting for somebody to tell you what's wrong with y'all and understand that you got to do some action items, and this is one of the action items, to make sure your child has the lead report of whatever it is. If they ain't got lead poison, great. If they do, then you got to take some action, okay? But it's the first step is to acknowledge that there is a lead crisis. And they're seeing it in the headlines, lead crisis. Don't take that lightly, because the majority of the lead poisoning is going on in these old school buildings, and many of them are on the north side of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And that's majority black. Everybody else getting their kids tested. Everybody else trying to figure out what's going on because they know how bad lead poisoning is when it comes to kids. Get your kid tested. I've been trying to, you know what, I hate to sound like a broken record, but don't wait. Stop waiting. Y'all been waiting. Y'all actually heard it was issues, but y'all didn't really go and do the work to see if it was your child. And if you sending your child out that door and they going to one of these old buildings, y'all need to get your kid tested. Matter of fact, it's lead in the houses. It's lead at the daycares. Y'all just need to do it, period. There's severe lead poisoning going on in the city of Milwaukee. You got to find out if your kid is lead poisoned. Some of y'all didn't check years ago, and now y'all wondering why your kids ain't listening, why the comprehension is low. These are all side effects of lead poisoning. You wondering why your kid's getting influenced by these other kids. They could be influenced by a kid that then got lead poisoned. They may not be lead poisoning, but their buddy might be. Find out. This is serious. This is extremely serious. Maybe we can get to the bottom of some of these behaviors once we get everybody checked out. If your kid goes to an MPS school, get them checked for lead poisoning. I don't know why you wouldn't. I don't know why you wouldn't. And if you're living in a house that's an old house, you need to get your child checked for lead poisoning. Whether it's in the school, whether it's at home, if you send your kid to an old daycare, get them checked. This is the time. Don't let this time go by and not do it. Sometimes your kid may not be listening to you because their comprehensions have been reduced due to lead poisoning. You may think that they hard-headed. But they may be lead poisoned. When we come back, we'll have more discussion. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Calm.
More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One on one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brothers E on the ones and twos. If you want to participate in taking your kid to get checked for lead, today's clinic at North Division starts at 2:30 p.m. and runs to 6:30 p.m. It's open to all NPS students. It's open to all NPS students. So get your kid over to North Division from 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. today. They got the test going. It's at North Division once again. Hey, salute. And I'm an alumni of North Division. And I'm going to tell you right now, I participated in children walking out protesting the water, that they wanted to drink safe water. And there was a situation that took place where the teachers had a filtered bubbler, a water fountain in the school, and only the teachers can drink from it. And the kids was drinking from the regular fountains, and they felt like that was wrong for the teachers to have a fountain that they could drink the water from that had the filter on it, and they was drinking from the regular water fountain. So they did a protest, came, and a bunch of brothers got together and a bunch of people got together, and they walked out protesting this. I got video of this. I posted it online. It was a huge deal back then. A couple, like about four, I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, this happened. So I'm telling you, this is now, it's never been a better time than now to get your kids tested for lead, because everybody's moving around this vibration, and it's time for us, everybody, to be fully involved in this to see where we at with it, truly where we at when it comes to children being lead poisoned in schools, in these daycares, at home. Don't let it pass you by. Don't let this opportunity, if you got a kid that's going to NPS, once again, at North Division, at from 2:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. If your kid is an NPS student, you can go up to North Division and get your kid tested, or you can pick up the phone and set up a time to go get your kid tested. Okay? Let's do it together. This is something that's been going on for a long, long time. It has not been properly addressed. They can say whatever they want about the CDC. This is not the first time this has happened. This is like the fourth major cycle of this. And I'll tell you this, if those people are not at the CDC, then find the number and contract them and give them a consultant fee. Sound like they may have more time now because they ain't got no job. So why don't you contract them? Let the state contract these individuals to come in. That's what it sounds like y'all need to do. Sound like they got way more time on their hands now that you can contract them as a consultant to come in and help. Why are you not trying to do that? Or can you do that? Or once somebody get fired from a job that they don't have the credentials no more? Somebody help me understand. Because it sounds simple to me. Call Governor Evers and tell him to hook up and get the phone number and get one of the experts that got let go from the CDC and have them come here. It seemed like that'll be a better, because they'll be right here working. Contracted. Stop making excuses. All right, we got a situation that I want to talk about. Remember those twins in Georgia that they found them in the hills, that they was killed, the twins? They was on a trip down in Georgia, and they was found in the hills, shot. Well, I guess we got some new information on what took place, and the family, who always thought that it was something, that it was foul play, is asking for a deeper investigation on how these twins ended up in the mountains down in Georgia executed. The family feel like something funny went on, and they still are asking for justice for these twins. We got video if you're watching as we broadcast live on social media. Let's listen.
Tonight, weeks after the mysterious deaths of twin brothers from Gwinnett County, family says they have seen new surveillance video that changes everything.
So the video shows 19-year-old Kaidir and Nizir Lewis alive just hours before their bodies were found. The GBI says a hiker discovered the twins at the top of Bell Mountain in Hiawassee, nearly 90 miles from their Lawrenceville home.
11 Alive's Cody Alcorn has been following this case very closely. He's joining us now live from the Lawrenceville gas station, where a surveillance camera captured some of the brothers' final moments. Cody?
Jennifer and Ron, the GBI originally came out believing this was a murder-suicide, but the family has never believed that. It's now been 52 days since the twins were found. And tonight, this video capturing the twins here behind me is fueling even more questions for this family.
Nothing adds up. Nothing makes sense. You know, I'm even more clueless now.
Samira Bronner and her twin sister, Sabria, are aunts to Kaidir and Nizir Lewis. They say the brothers appear in surveillance video at this Shell gas station in Lawrenceville on Friday night, March 7th.
At 9 at 10:30 p.m.
The station sits on Hurricane Shoals Road near Collins Road, just 9 minutes from the family's home.
They pretty much walked in and sat at the gas station, walked out.
Nothing in the video appeared to stand out.
Drinking water, eating snacks, and dressed how they would normally dress.
But 12 hours later, their bodies are found on Bell Mountain, shot. The mountain is nearly 90 miles away.
They were seen here alive at 10. So how do they end up in a mountain?
The family says the twins weren't hikers.
And it's super dark out there. They're not familiar with the roads out there.
And they shouldn't have been in Georgia. The brothers had a flight booked to Boston early that same morning.
But the Uber driver got them there late, so they missed their flight.
Their plane tickets were still in their wallets. What was meant to be a quick trip to visit friends ended with a deadly detour to a remote mountaintop.
I want to know exactly what happened to them. One thing I know for sure, that they did not do nothing to themselves.
The GBI confirming tonight the twins' vehicle was found inside the gates at Bell Mountain. As we've previously reported, those gates are locked at dusk and not reopened, which means they were locked until 8 a.m. And again, the twins were seen here at 10:30 the night before, and their bodies were found at 11 a.m. the next day.
All right, Cody.
They say the gate was locked. How did they get inside the gate? You know what? I'll say this. This is a mystery, and I hope that they can kind of track their steps to where the next, like this incident at the gas station where they got footage, that they can see, you know, connect kind of the map to where they was going, if there's cameras along certain routes, to pick up at least enough to feel or see where, you know, or who. If they look hard enough, it's some camera somewhere. because I'll say this, this is so unusual, and I'll tell you this, they don't do mountain stuff. Late at night, they not going into the mountains. Something had to happen. So we're going to keep everybody updated. Also, there's another story that we got to get updated on. Remember Tyree Nichols in Memphis that got brutally beaten at the traffic stop in 2023? Well, now they're saying that the three former Memphis police officers acquitted on all state charges in fatal beating of Tyree Nichols. Now, those officers that went viral in 2023 brutally beat him. And now they're saying that these officers have been acquitted. This is breaking news. These officers, three Memphis officers, are acquitted of the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols. Here we go. And I'll say this. A lot of people, you know, with that story in Ohio and the outcome, sometimes when we see video of officers doing certain things and they get acquitted like this. Somebody in the chat said they surprised that, you know, they wonder why this doesn't happen more often. What happened in Ohio is because it takes a long time for people to come to that life and death conclusion that they're going to crash out like that on police officers. Like it takes a lot, but now you're seeing all these situations circulating and Tyree Nichols with those three officers getting off. And trust me, they're going to start blending all these things together. People was upset when Tyree Nichols' video came out. And now these officers are able to walk free. We got video as we broadcast live. Once again, three former Memphis officers are acquitted Wednesday of state charges today, including second-degree murder in a fatal beating of Tyree Nichols after he ran away at a traffic stop in 2023. The jury, which appeared to be all white, took about 8.5 hours over 2 days to find the officers not guilty on all charges after a 9-day trial in state court in Memphis. Hey, I don't know, Truth Nation. A lot of people feel some type of way about this when this stuff happens. We've always felt some type of way, but I'm saying that now that we have a situation in Ohio, hey, all of this is going on at the same time. All this is going on at the same time, DJ Brother Z. As we broadcast live on YouTube, we got the video up, DJ Brother Z, tap in.
And the jury, having found that this is a unanimous verdict, the court will read the verdict as follows. An indictment 2300241, State of Tennessee versus Tatarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, and Justin Smith, if counsel would like to stand with their clients. The verdicts read as follows. Count 1. Second-degree murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Tadarius Bean, not guilty. Count 1. We, the jury, find the defendant, Demetrius Haley, not guilty. Count 1. We, the jury, find the defendant, Justice Smith, not guilty. All verdict forms have been signed by the four-person attorneys. You can have a seat with your clients.
Hey, and these are some brothers. Even some brothers up here. Hey, you know, I'll say this. For years, I've worked to get a better relationship between the community and law enforcement. And because we need the law enforcement to work well so we can do what we can do to help keep our community safe. And when that does, when that's not working well and the trust is not there, it's a problem. And I've been saying this for years. But now it's starting to evolve into something to where you get a father who watched a video of his son be murdered and took actions into his vigilante actions into his own hands. And then you look just the next day or a next couple days later where Tyree Nichols, three officers from Memphis, are acquitted on charges from beating Tyree Nichols. And they look like me. These ain't no white officers. These the black ones. Black police showing out for the white cop. All right. When we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by advocate Arthur Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I promise you, I guarantee it, I put my stamp of authenticity. Ain't no better than me in this f***ing planet, I swear to God. I'm on my shit again. I don't be sitting around thinking what I could have been. I'ma do it now. I told mama I'ma do it proud. I do what I want, you do what you allow. My dog blew the loud into a cloud. These verses heinous.
Truth Nation, it's big week for Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast. So let's get sign up. I need y'all to help sign up. Have you ever wanted to become a Girl Scout? Sign up. For their extended year membership today, girls can join for $98 and adults for only $42. Take advantage of their extended year membership by June 30th. And girls starting kindergarten and first grade in 2025 will receive three fun skill-building activity books for the whole family and more. So come explore the outdoors, meet forever friends, and make a difference in your community as a Girl Scout. It's a special big week for Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast. To become a Girl Scout, go to gswise.org and join today. That's gswise.org and join today. Joining me on the lines is advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Hello, King. Happy Hump Day.
Hey, once again. We got a lot going on today, but I would start right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A young 17-year-old boy accidentally shot his mother trying to defend her against domestic abuse near 15th Street in West Cherry. And it's just a sad thing. But the stepdad will be charged for the incident and the loss of life.
And that's, you know, good. However, you know what I'm saying? Can you imagine what the life of the kid finna be?
Right.
Like, I can't, you know, even imagine. And it could have been avoided had, you know, the boyfriend kept his hands to himself. Mm. But the reality is now this kid have to navigate the fact that he shot trying to protect his mother. But in, you know, and that went wrong. Again, and his mom is no longer here. So I send prayers out for him, and I just hope, you know, that he's able to get the counseling that he needs and not. And I know, you know, I'm just speaking, but he will forever deal with survivor's remorse. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that ain't going to go nowhere. And all the hopes and prayers, if he don't get the help, you know, I mean, it really means nothing. So I just pray, send prayers up for him and hope that the people that's surrounding him is making sure that he gets, you know what I'm saying, the therapy that he gonna need. And it might be lifelong because, again, to lose a child just like that, to lose a mother, is life changing and you never forget.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
That's just a horrible situation. But
also,
again, it's trying times.
Hey.
Go ahead. Kate.
Also, we got a situation that's happening with the lead poisoning in the school system. North Division is holding lead testing today from 2:30 to 6:30. And I'm encouraging family members who have a child in NPS to get their kid tested today.
Absolutely. Please go and get your kids tested. Because, again, there should be a lawsuit against the city and anybody else. Because, again, this has been going on for a long since forever, okay? And it's been swept under the rug. These children who they make it seem like just out of nowhere, they just losing their mind, knowing that they were lead poisoned. Because like I said, I'm speaking as a survivor of lead poisoning and graduating from NPS. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so the reality of what's happening, there should be a lawsuit. Like I said, where is the feds? You know, because again, we're talking about.
They said that the CDC didn't got rid of the lead poison experts.
But I wouldn't care. Go back and get them. Somebody need to hire them. You know what I'm saying?
Get them as consultants. They need to be contracted
or something. Matter of fact, if you're listening and you was a part of the people that got let go, set up your own business and get contracted in. Reach out. Reach out to the families whose children are being affected by this with your new business so we can push that, again, in front of Tony Evers and anybody else that we need to, because the reality is, everybody want to talk about making our community better, but nobody wants to attack the root causes, because what we're seeing, you know, is the side effects. But let's get to the root of the problem. Somebody, because I just want to know where all those kids that they tested and they knew that they was lead poisoned. Didn't that happen for them? There was no big program or nothing for the children who they knew was on paperwork. So the reality is we're playing the same games. We're telling these parents to go get their kids. But what happened to the last four rounds of kids?
Hey.
Where are they now?
Hey. The forgotten.
Come on, man.
The forgotten.
Or the blamed. Because those are the ones that they blaming. You know, the ironic behavior. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that that's a side effect of lead poisoning. I can guarantee the penal system got a lot of them. Because the only thing we got is lock them up, lock them up. Let's find out why the erotic behavior. 9 times out of 10, you pull their records, lead poison. Because this not new. So, again, the last time for the children that was lead poisoning back then, 3 or 4 groups of them, nothing was done. Nobody was arrested. Some people were fired. However, probably hired somewhere else even for more pay, because it seemed like in the city of Milwaukee, failure pays.
Well, you know, we've been talking about this, me, over a decade. You know, and when I tell you they having the testing at North Division, I was with those students when they walked out protesting that they wanted clean water 6 years ago.
Come on.
Okay, so like I said, this is the time. Let's not let this cycle go by without you really getting your kid in there to see where they standing when it comes to these lead poison ideas, especially when it comes to NPS, some of these daycares and the homes.
Absolutely.
They're surrounded by it.
Absolutely.
It's not just NPS.
Yeah.
It's the house. It's homes that are older homes.
Yeah.
With the lead ladders and some with the paint. And it's these daycares. It's a full circle.
It's definitely a full circle of sickness.
Mm.
because the side effects of it is lifelong. The learning disabilities, while they claiming the children are dumb, but they drinking lead water. You understand what I'm saying? Why they can't sit down. But then you'll want to throw, you know, pills at them, ADHD, and label them with all of these labels. So the first cause is covered up, and now you got the kids drugged up, and now it's the parents' fault. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I found out that there's no even a diagnosis for a child that's lead poison. There's no nothing. They just lead poison, and they may throw it off with the learning disabilities that come with lead poison.
Absolutely.
And they may say it's ADHD.
Absolutely.
They may say it's a behavior issue, one that they already got in the tuck. But if your child was lead poisoned, there's no, like, procedure for that.
And there is no procedure. And that's the sad part, because, like I said, as long as me and you've been out here working, and all of the babies that we've seen who eventually got older and had, you know, behavior problems, even when you pull the documents, you know what I'm saying, showing that they have problems, it don't stop the law from throwing the book at them.
Mm.
It don't stop the prison system from getting them. You understand what I'm saying? Even though the people who poisoned these kids never paid, there was no repair or consequences for the people who started the sickness. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, let me tell you this. This has been a long battle. All I'm urging everybody to do is, if you got a kid in NPS, do yourself a favor, do your family a favor, and spread the word. Even if y'all got family members that ain't listening to the show, tell them, call them, tell them, hey, go
Absolutely.
Get your kid tested.
Go
put the word out. Word of mouth is the strongest form of information. Call them, say, hey, you got some kids in NPS, go get them tested.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, again, like I said, you know, hopefully everybody that does that, even they pull some records of the old kids, a lawsuit or something needs to happen. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, because this is above and beyond egregious. And at the same time, we're still, after being bamboozled and hoodwinked and paying extra millions for NPS, the kid's still in there right now drinking lead water.
Also, ex-police officers found not guilty in the murder of Tyree Nichols, beating death, caught on video, saw how bad it was, and these were some brothers now. The brothers looking back at the camera, looking into the camera.
Blue.
Yeah, the Blue Lives Matter.
Hey.
And
absolutely,
they walk free.
And again, this is it's a trying time, and people really need to be taking notice. Like I said, you know, when Biden ran in office and claimed he was going to do something about qualified immunity, and never did. Okay, and now you have Trump talking about, you know, removing or making sure that they have qualified immunity, mm-hmm. you know, and I ain't went into the depths of what that looks like. But the reality is, one, nobody's marching anymore. With the black folks, we ain't been marching. Okay. We've been silent. And again, when you look at the father who ran down a police officer after seeing the video footage of his son being shot, black folks have been begging for justice. But what happens when we go silent? Things, we get violent, okay? The worries about Trump saying, giving somebody qualified immunity. When you have a people who don't have trust in the system no more, is when the chaos happens, is when vigilantism happens, because they don't see justice in their future. And that's a scary place to be in America, because they know what we're going to do. And that's where we are right now. There is no justice for the police killing us, but they're getting off. So where do that leave us? Why wait 3 years or 2 years to see them get off for murdering your kid? or your loved one. Like, this is we're in a dangerous place right now.
Mm.
On top of watching these officers get off, because the reality is, if we don't believe that there is a process for us to receive justice, and time again, we haven't received it, people go to taking the law into their own hands.
Just like Luigi did with the Medicare, with the healthcare CEO. He took it into his own hands. They was finagling the healthcare system a certain kind of way, and they looked at him as a hero, some people. I don't know. Hey, look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Calling all Black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs, if you're looking to share your story and grow your reach, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, four lucky business owners will win the opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. To sign up for your business spotlight interview, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure right here on The Truth. For official contest rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. Elizabeth Brown, let me get your final thoughts on the show today.
Hey, I mean, heavy. Today's show, you know, again, life don't give us no breaks. You know, it's all gas, no breaks. And I would just say take whatever breaks that's needed, because we're in a time now where, you know, everything's heavy. Our heart, our spirit, you know what I'm saying? This world, the bills, everything heavy. So I would just advise, you know, everybody to, again, try to get out in nature. The weather has been nice. Get out in nature. Shout out to all the farmers, because the farmer markets is opening. Get you some fresh fruit, you know what I'm saying? Like, enjoy the little things, you know, and always prepare yourself for the world that's surrounding you, because everybody is going through something. I just say, you know, hold on a little bit longer. We're trying to make these changes, but it ain't going to never be easy. And if it is, you got a question.
Hey.
Question it.
So, all right.
I mean, powerful as always, King. Thank you.
Well, look, Queen, I appreciate you as usual for being on these front lines. And we got a lot of work to do as usual.
Absolutely.
The movement continues. Hey.
In stride, we taking it. Let's get it.
All right. I appreciate you for being on the front lines. I'll talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen. All right, Toy Love for Waterfall. Green don't know it's me. Go. Let's get it.
All right. Truth Nation, I appreciate you for tapping into the show today. Hey, look, we gonna get through this. I'm telling you. Get your chin up. We outside. I love you. Green don't always keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go and look both ways before you cross the streets. All right, chat. I see you. Thank y'all for tapping into the show today. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris, up next.